It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Wild times in the oil market as OPEC makes its move. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. A promise by OPEC to cut oil production is on Wall Street's mind today. The announcement yesterday sent oil prices up, but this morning they're starting to move back in the other direction a little bit as questions linger about the details. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains.
OPEC's strategy in the past was to agree on some total output limit, divvy it up, and voila, higher prices for crude oil around the world. But over the last couple years, Saudi Arabia, the biggest producer, has tossed that to the wind. It saw some advantages to pumping with abandon, and that's contributed to these ridiculously low prices. Then yesterday, at a meeting in Algeria, another turn, an agreement between the 14 countries to cut overall production by up to 700,000 barrels a day. Daniel Katzenberg is an analyst with Baird.
It definitely was a surprise.
But what this surprise agreement will really mean still isn't clear.
Now what we will wait to see is what the details are and how they will get to that number. So they did not provide any information on which countries would cut and by how much.
So you might have to say goodbye to super cheap gas, but these details won't actually get worked out until the next OPEC meeting, November 30th, and there's no guarantee every country will agree on a final plan. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
Costco reports earnings this afternoon. The warehouse retailer sells everything from food to household goods in massive quantities, typically, but it faces some real challenges. The grocery business in particular is a tough market these days, but Costco has a special advantage here, a trait it shares with tech companies like Netflix and Amazon. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
Retailers are struggling with big price declines in things like meat and dairy products. Lower prices can mean lower sales. Costco, which sells a lot of groceries, isn't immune. But it's got a not-so-secret weapon, its membership fee, which starts at $55 a year.
About 75% of its operating income comes from the membership fee.
That's Piper Jaffray analyst Sean Naughton. He says the other thing about Costco's fees is they're reliable. In the U.S. and Canada, Costco's membership renewal rates are north of 90%.
I consider that to be a very good number.
Some analysts expect the fees will creep up this year or next. But there's another subscription service nipping at Costco's heels, Amazon Prime. Timothy Campbell is an analyst at Kantar Retail. He says a growing share of Costco members are becoming Prime members.
So I think the question for Costco becomes, when is one membership enough?
In other words, when will customers decide they only need Costco or Amazon Prime and not both? I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
College education keeps popping up in the presidential campaign. Hillary Clinton brought it up in the first debate, and Bernie Sanders pitched tuition-free public college yesterday, campaigning with Clinton. The idea of free college is not without precedent in America. For more than a century, the Cooper Union for the Advancement of Science and Art in New York City was tuition-free. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott tracked down some Cooper grads to find out how free tuition changed them and the experience of college itself.
For Elad Fernberg, class of 2008, free led here.
So we have a minus 80 freezer.
To Revolve Biotechnologies in Baltimore, a startup he co-founded 3 years ago to build DNA mutation libraries, basically collections of genetic material that scientists use for research.
Not having debt at that point enabled me to have more freedom to pursue a startup where, you're financially uncertain.
Sierra Lowe was a junior in high school in Simi Valley, California, when her family's house was destroyed by a fire. So was her dream of going to Harvey Mudd College nearby.
The cost of living in New York City was sort of the only thing I had to worry about if I went to Cooper. So it kind of became the very clear choice at that point.
But the cost of living was, you know, it's New York. Lo and her parents still ended up taking out about $70,000 in loans.
Even now when I pay them every month, I'm very, very grateful that they're not five times as much.
But free tuition for students was expensive for the college. By 2013, the school was losing $12 million a year. Costs were rising faster than revenue, which mostly came from leasing the land the college owns beneath the Chrysler Building. Stock market losses and some bad investments had shrunk the endowment. And in 2014, the year Sierra Low graduated, Cooper Union started charging tuition. A sliding scale goes up to $21,000 a year.
I was saddened by that because it certainly is a massive change to what the original mission of the school was.
That's Glenn Green, an 87 grad who's now a trial attorney with the Justice Department. Green grew up in a working class family and was the first to finish college. So was Mike Essel, class of 96. He says Cooper
changed my life. It made me a better citizen. It made me want to contribute to society.
Essel built a successful graphic design firm right out of college, then came back to Cooper Union as a professor and now acting dean of the art school. He's taught at other art schools, too, and says tuition changes the relationship between students and their professors.
The sense of entitlement because they were paying was very high, much higher than I had ever experienced at Cooper Union.
Essel is part of a group that sued to block Cooper Union's administration from charging tuition, alleging financial mismanagement. The lawsuit ended in a settlement, which required the college to come up with a plan to get back to free. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, a new ruling says selfies are just fine for democracy. A federal court says a New Hampshire law barring voters from posting photos with their ballots is unconstitutional. The state wanted to ban them, fearing they would enable vote buying and coercion. But the court says ballot selfies are protected free speech. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.